500 private security guards are getting close to $300,000 in back pay and benefits, thanks in part to a WNYC investigation into a city security contractor. WNYC's Bob Henley has more.
The recent settlement of the workers' claims was secured by city controller Bill Thompson. Back in 2006, WNYC looked into complaints from employees and their union that TriStar Patrol Services was shortchanging workers who protected city buildings and the Staten Island Ferry. WNYC's probe found that just a few years earlier, the state controller cited TriStar for misrepresenting the training and qualification of their guards. It was also learned that TriStar's owner was previously convicted of assault and forced to resign from the Port Authority Police. Subsequently, the city selected a new contractor to supply security guards. A spokesman for the New York Secretary of State, which regulates the guard industry, says TriStar's license was revoked in 2007. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.